Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
Let's keep watching. This is Sherry talking about realizing, okay, the government's after me now. And it's time to finally tell the truth, at least the current version of the truth at that moment in time. Let's take a look.
This was Sherry Papini versus the federal government. I was terrified. I was terrified because it was the first time that I was going to dip my toe in the potential of actually telling the truth. I had told law enforcement that I was abducted by two Hispanic women, which wasn't true. I was abducted by my ex-boyfriend, who held me captive for 22 days. There was no consent, and he still did it. The injuries that occurred, the bites on my inner and outer thigh, the footprint on my back, the brand, the melting of my skin. I can't do that to myself. And I am telling you, there was no consent. I lied about James's identity for several reasons. First and foremost, I was in danger. I was scared of James, and keeping his identity concealed was keeping me safe. He had mentioned that he was going to be watching the coverage over and over and over again. So he was watching, waiting to see if I would come out and tell on him. Now, on top of that, I couldn't tell my husband that I was having an affair. I know in pictures it looks beautiful and it looks perfect and it gives that image that we were an amazing couple, but we had problems, both of us. You know, both of us were really immature and we both participated in some pretty toxic behaviors. I never physically cheated on my husband. It was engaging in conversation with someone that turned into more emotional intimacy. And that's what I was getting from James. James and I had dated back in 2003, long before I married Keith, the later half of my teenage years. James and I met and we became friends. And he was just kind of quiet and silly. And from what he was telling me, he lived with his grandma because both of his parents were in and out of jail or prison, or his home life was not good.
Yeah. So that's kind of the genesis of James and how they came to be together. What are you getting when you're watching her? When you're watching her deliver these messages and deliver her story on camera?
She is a very good actress. I mean, and I'm not saying that none of this is true. I'm mm-hmm. sure this is based in reality for her, but she's very genuine in how she presents herself. And when we see footage of her, when we know she was lying, she's very genuine when she does that. Mm-hmm. And she wants to craft a narrative now that changes everything from what she had said originally. And I have always thought it was odd that this James character was not looked at more closely and that no criminal charges were brought against him. That never did make sense to me.
I do find it odd. I do believe they did investigate him a bit, though, but I don't think they found anything to be credible. So, I mean, it's quite a leap here that she's going out on television and saying, these are harsh accusations against James, that he did all of these things to her. I don't know what's going to happen of that, if it's going to get litigious and he's going to go after her. Excuse me, for making these claims. He'd have to, of course, prove that they're not true. And she would have to prove that they are true. And I don't know that either of them have the ability to do that. She has been seeing a psychiatrist, a psychologist, for quite some time. He diagnosed her with something that's not even recognized in the DSM, self-defeating personality disorder.
It's not in there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things that are in there that I think she probably checks the boxes for. Obviously, we can't diagnose her here on this program. But obviously, if you look at traits, there's a lot of cluster B, narcissistic things going on, histrionic, borderline, all of that fun stuff. So what is self-defeating personality disorder? Why would someone say that when it's not even a true diagnosis? And
I had to look it up because it goes back to 1987 when it was originally put in the appendix of the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual as something that they thought could be looked at further to see, is this really a thing? So it was a proposed personality disorder. It never made it into the book. It's certainly not in the book now. But it describes individuals who consistently engage in behavior that leads to failure, mistreatment, or disappointment, even when better options are available. So just in a very general kind of way, I think we can say a lot of people are self-defeating. Yeah. Is she self-defeating? Certainly, but she's a lot more than just that. And her psychologist in the show, I believe, said that he also saw and had been treating her for histrionic traits. Mm-hmm. Well, histrionic personality disorder is in the book. Mm-hmm. And I think we can all say that, that's a lot closer of a fit, or more specific in her case. That's the attention seeking, the constant need to be the center of attention, may use drama, emotional displays, or provocative behavior to remain in the spotlight, exaggerated emotions, displays of emotions that may be very big, but they're not very deep. So their emotions tend to shift rapidly and lack depth. Now, this is a big one, inappropriate seductiveness or flirtatiousness, uses physical appearance or sexually suggestive behavior to gain attention, even in non-romantic settings. And I think when you look at her history, before the incident where she was, where she disappeared, whether you want to call it an abduction or the disappearance, she had been engaging in text affairs with apparently multiple men for ages, which is why they came up with, Keith came up with this kind of weird postnuptial agreement that if she had a relationship with someone else, that she would immediately be cut out of, you know, cut out of the property in the marriage. Just a lot of strange things. But I think there's this constant flavor of attention seeking from men and using sexuality for that. That seems to be the core issue for her.
What surprises me is when her husband at the time brought that up and said, look, I'm giving you a second, third, whatever number chance it was at that point. But if you cross this line, like, here, there are consequences to your actions. She seems baffled that there's going to be consequences to those actions. So when she crosses that line, she's very offended. And, oh, she feels like she's repressed because he put these parameters out in our relationship. Number one, you probably shouldn't still be in the relationship if, if you have to put these parameters out. But they did. But the fact that she's shocked by that someone would put those parameters out, or even like describe it as being abusive, it's like, what do you expect? I mean, when someone's been abused and cheated on left time and time again by you, Sherry,
And they're finally putting their foot down and saying, here's my boundary. And it's very clear. If you do this again, anything here, you're not just going to like walk away and take half of everything and go be along your way because you're going to do whatever you want to do. No, here are rules. If you violate them, this is what will happen. I mean, she could have gotten out of that relationship. They could have gotten a divorce then and said, okay, let's split things up fairly, but let's just do what normal healthy couples do. Let's not cheat on each other. And if you do, you're not going to get anything.
Right. Yeah.
I think it's and fair.
If I had been his therapist at that point, I would have said, you don't need to be in a relationship with a woman that you feel you have to do this sort of thing with, because that's not the foundation for a good relationship.
No, if you're ever going to be in a relationship and you have to have that sort of a stipulation that you're bringing up in after you've already gotten married, it's like, this might be not a,
good.
A great
not help. Good. Mm-hmm.
Let's take a look at some of this. Her basically kind of trying to normalize the cheating and find some ways of kind of justifying it in her own mind. Let's take a look at how she attempts to do that.
I want to have a partner that's engaged in the participation of something with me. And I was so desperate for that. And I didn't know how to find that in my marriage. I didn't know how to get that. Early on in my marriage, Keith caught me text messaging and talking to another person. He made me sign a postnuptial agreement that said if we got divorced, he got everything. That's the black and white terms of the postnuptial agreement. And Keith had said, if you cheat on me, if you step out in any way, if you do something that displeases me, I will get everything. I'll leave you with nothing and you will be worthless. His exact words were that I was going to end up living under a bridge. And then we had kids and I was working for AT&T still and our marriage was good enough. And then in 2016, I was laid off and the dynamic of our marriage shifted. He had the job, so he was allowed to go and do whatever he wanted to do. I was the one that stayed home with the kids. And then it became, Keith is now in charge of my life and he's in charge of my social circle. And then slowly but surely, my social circle kept dwindling. At that time, Keith had instated a new rule that I wasn't allowed to talk to him at night. Like I literally was a ghost. Or I would try to talk to him and he would turn the TV up. James and I had reconnected a few months before I left my job because there was a death in his family. And it was just talking through phone and text messages. Mostly text messages. My emotional affairs were just about having someone that I could relate to, that I could talk to. It was not sexual. James was someone that was actually listening to me and hearing me. And that's what I needed. I'm managing a situation where I'm secretly talking to James and I'm still in my marriage. Here's how we keep it a secret. By having a secondary phone that Keith is not going to check so that I could continue engaging with James. The FBI stance is that I was planning a secret hoax kidnapping, which couldn't be further from the truth. The truth is that I was concealing an affair from my husband. My husband, who is threatening to take everything from me if he found out that I was having any involvement.
Yeah. There was a lot in there. She needed this thing in her relationship. She needed that love. She needed that attention that, and I get it. People do need that in their relationship. But there was a laundry list of things that she put out there that she's claiming that Keith wasn't giving to her. And it seems to contradict a lot of reality of what he's said in previous interviews. He doesn't have the pattern of lying about everything to preserve himself. She does. So there's a little thing called projection that feels like that might have been going on in that clip there, where she's referring to a lot of things, her thoughts, feelings, behaviors, and maybe saying that he was doing those things when I'm going to guess it was probably a bit more of her. I don't know. What are your thoughts on all that?
Well, the first thing that jumped out at me, this whole problem with her having, affairs over text with other men and this postnuptial agreement happened before they had kids.
Mm-hmm.
Before. It's pretty easy to undo a marriage before you have kids. And they still chose to come up with this rather unusual situation where she was basically in the marriage because she was threatened with she would lose her economic status if she got out of it. But she doesn't take responsibility for anything.
No.
It's Keith is doing all this to her somehow. And I think if I were working with her in therapy, I would certainly come back to the place of agency.
Yeah.
That she has had a lot of power over her choices here, rather than always giving that power away to someone else who's controlling her, manipulating her, doing things to her.
But is that even reality? Are other people sitting there manipulating her, controlling her, and doing things to her? Or is it her doing that to other people? Because the track record sure seems to be the latter.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spin on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
John Daly here. You know what day it is?
Neither do I.
I live life daily. That's why I only spin on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto, America's social casino.
Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino. Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.